James Podsley-Yardley, rejected by 87 clubs, picked up at 28, and now he's playing his 100th AFL game on Sunday at the MCG against the Pies, and he joins us on Melbourne's Home of Footy. James, congratulations.
Thanks, guys, and Moons, Ox, thanks for having me.
No, it's our pleasure, Pods. It is our pleasure. You were the forgotten man of footy. I was actually lucky enough to see you play down at Werribee one afternoon. I reckon you might have kicked a lazy 7 or 8. I thought, oh, this kid's got ability. And then you get your opportunity. It's amazing how many footballers out there, Pods, if given a chance, what they can do with their careers.
Well, I think I'm giving them a chance, but I think my story probably has opened the eyes of some recruiters, I suppose, and clubs in the AFL, knowing that, you know, you're never done. You know, you've always got some sort of mileage left in the legs, no matter how old you are.
Podsy, well done on 100 games, mate. Very, very proud to say that you've made that milestone. It's an amazing effort. But look, you've played in some amazing forward lines, Pods, as we know. Talk about the one. Talk about the one that you're playing in at the moment, because I think you are surrounded by some of the best forwards in the game at the moment.
Yeah, mate. First of all, I suppose coming from the club I came from last Geelong and playing with yourself, I suppose I looked up to you when I was outside the system and actually playing a game with a couple, 20 or 30 games with you at some stage was fantastic for me. So, yes, you taught me a lot, Moons, and I'm not just saying that, you know that yourself. But the forward line at the moment, mate, is obviously pretty exciting. I think Eddie Betts obviously played 200 games, but we've got Josh Jenkins, who's played, I think, 30 or 40-odd games. Tom Lynch has only played 30 games. Tex hasn't played 100 games yet, and he's already a star of the competition. So I think the Adelaide forward line will be well and truly okay once I'm gone too. So it's pretty exciting.
Pods, has Josh Jenkins got the most upside you've seen in a guy over 6'5"?
Yeah, no doubt, mate. I don't think he actually knows. He's one of those guys, Moons, that you would have seen in your time, that he doesn't know his athletic ability yet. Once he actually knows his strength, knows how quick he is, and knows how high he can jump, he can be anything. But credit to him, mate, coming in this year, his work rate off on the training track and in the gym has been fantastic, and he's obviously getting the results on game day.
Who normally comes to you from the Pies, James?
Look, I've had obviously a mixture of players over the last couple of years. I've had Reed and Brown mostly over the journey, but I think Frost and Keith played on me last time, and a little bit of Maxwell. Obviously, he's retired now.
What about the difference between Adelaide and Geelong? And I know the one's a small town and the other one's a relatively small city. Is there any comparisons that you can between Geelong and Adelaide?
Look, as a place to live, Adelaide actually reminds me of Melbourne when I was growing up. I suppose I grew up in the early 90s and Melbourne wasn't as big as it is now. So from a getting around perspective the little pockets of different suburbs and cafe and culture, and that, it does remind me of Melbourne a little bit, but just a smaller version.
Pozzy, it's a mini final for you guys this week. How much has that been spoken about, I guess? You know, a loss for you guys is probably going to end your season being, you know, 2 games out of the 8. So how big is this game for you guys?
Yeah, no doubt it's a big game, Moons. And I suppose, as well as I know, that finals are completely different games. And you come from we both come from a football club that tried to have every game, you try to prepare every game as if it was the same. So for our perspective, I think Fano's been great this week in just homing, like giving us the message that it is a normal game. It is obviously an important game for the country's our season, but let's not treat it any differently, because you do that and then the week after against West Coast could be a flat one. So it is a big game, but we're not treating it like a final.
James, if you had to take Joel Selwood or Patrick Dangerfield, who would you take?
that's just a mean question.
Well, it's an honest one. It's just, you'll find out whether you're playing next week or not. all honesty, how hard are they to split?
Oh, they are extremely hard, mate. Let's be honest, I've played with some great players, and I think Joel Selwood is probably in the top 5 players I've played with, and I can't sort of see past. He's a triple premiership player and a captain, and Danger's still a little bit raw and got that to look forward to, I suppose.
What about Eddie Betts playing his first year at the Crows? How's he fitted in? He's incredible to watch.
Yeah, mate. Look, I didn't know much about Eddie, to be honest, before I came here and we sort of got here together. And Our wives get along really well, and I spent a bit of time with Eddie outside the football club, mate, and he's a really humble guy and an awesome leader that you don't probably see on the footy field, but on the train track, in the change rooms and outside the footy club, I mean, some of the young guys really look up to him, and he relishes in that role and does a really great job.
Well, this Sunday, James, is certainly going to have a finals feel at the MCG. We wish you all the best of luck here from SEN.
Thanks. Good to hear from you guys, too.
Good on you. James Podziardly, Adelaide forward these days, playing his 100th game at the MCG.
Good man.
He is one of the great men that I've met in my time.
Yeah. Last time I saw him, he was down at Fuji-san. Powering into it.
Very good at Fuji-san.
They're very good. I reckon he had 15 California rolls down there. Got a good appetite on him.